Feeling lost is a topic that deeply intrigued me throughout my coaching career. As I work with young people, I noticed that many of them face the persistent challenge of feeling unmotivated, both in their learning and life. They often describe this struggle as feeling lost. This issue has inspired me to delve deeper into the subject, with the hope of providing guidance and support to those who are grappling with this common yet challenging experience. So in this podcast episode, I aim to create a safe space where we can embrace our differences, find solace, and draw inspiration from knowing that we are not alone in our struggles. Whether you have felt lost before or wish to learn how to manage such situation, this episode is just for you. We will explore what feeling lost entails, the challenges it presents, and offer practical steps to reignite your or your loved one's passion for learning and find direction in life. Welcome to Our Ways Show. I'm Berwin Leong, a multi-potentialite who has discovered his calling as an education coach. Each week, we will bring you actionable learning tips, uplifting stories, and genuine advice to help you unlock your fullest potential and discover your way of life. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Let's start living our life to the fullest in our ways. Let's first unpack what we mean by feeling lost. From my experience, this state can be best described as a complex psychological state, characterized by feelings of disconnection, confusion, and uncertainty about one's identity, purpose, and place in the world. This state can impact various aspects of our lives, often bringing to the surface a range of vulnerabilities. Now, vulnerabilities in this context refer to our emotional, mental, or psychological weak points or areas that are susceptible to harm or stress. This state of feeling lost may manifest in different ways for different people. So for example, some might experience self-doubt, questioning their abilities and whether they are good enough to achieve their goals. Others may feel unsure about their next steps in life, struggling to determine what they should do or where they should go from here. So additionally, fear of failure can be also a significant factor, as the prospect of taking a step forward might seem too risky or daunting, holding them back from making progress. You know, feeling lost isn't something that pops up once and then never again. It's this thing that can show up at any time, anywhere, and to any extent. And trust me, I've been there too, in that state of uncertainty and confusion. One of my most vivid experiences of feeling lost was when I was hunting for the perfect career path. When I was just a kid, my parents lit this spark of curiosity in me that has shaped my entire life. They encouraged me to try just about everything, from immersing myself in the world of technology and building computers to playing all kinds of sport, basketball, soccer, badminton, you name it. Their constant support and encouragement led me to develop this insatiable thirst for knowledge and a deep curiosity that only grew as I got older. So, like some of you might relate, I found myself drawn to a diverse field of subjects, always eager to learn and discover more. But here's the thing. This relentless pursuit of learning, while it did all the good things for me, also pose a unique challenge when it comes to finding a lifelong career. So with so many interests and passions, I found myself struggling to figure out where I really fit in. I felt like I wanted to be doing everything, be a jack of all trades, but at times I felt like a master of none. So having many interests can be exciting, but it can also lead to a sense of not being fully committed to any one single pursuit. More often than not, I found myself losing interest once I got the hang of something or when things become too predictable. Making the transition from my polytechnic days to university was really tough. I was torn between so many career paths. This uncertainty led to a profound sense of feeling lost as I explore various part-time jobs in search of clarity. So it was only when I began tutoring during my university days that I discovered a newfound passion for teaching and mentorship. So around the same time, I stumbled upon the term multi-potentialite, which validated and helped me understand my mix of talents and interests. These experiences were a turning point in my journey, offering me the clarity and direction I had been seeking for so long. Accepting my identity as a multi-potentialite and discovering my passion for teaching were really crucial milestones in my life. These experiences not only helped me navigate the challenges I faced in finding a career path, but also taught me some valuable lessons. I learned that it was okay to have diverse interests and that it wasn't necessary to have a single narrowly focused passion. Instead, I could excel by leveraging my adaptability, curiosity, and ability to integrate knowledge from various fields. My journey as a multi-potentialite has turned me into a well-rounded individual with a unique skill set. So it enables me to inspire and guide others in their pursuit of learning and growth, which was really fulfilling for me. Now, it was not like it was always an uphill. Throughout my journey, I have encountered feeling lost multiple times. Each time, I have searched for ways to navigate these feelings and regain a sense of direction. My approach is a mix of various methods and insights that I've came across that have helped me overcome these feelings, and I found them to be helpful when sharing with the young people I worked with. While I'm not a therapist or an expert in this field, my hope today is to share my experiences and strategies with you in the hopes that they might offer valuable insights that resonate with your unique situation. By sharing what has worked for me and others, I aim to empower you with tools to navigate through these challenging moments and states, ultimately helping you find your way when feeling lost. When we are feeling lost, it's so easy to get caught in a vicious cycle of negative self-talk and self-criticism. We beat ourselves up emotionally, which only makes that lost feeling worse. We start judging ourselves for not having all the answers or not being where we think we should be in life. And then we start comparing ourselves to others who seem like they have got all of it figured out, which just fuels our self-doubt and make us feel even worse. And you know what happens next? Our inner critics just keeps getting louder and meaner. It's always pointing out our so-called failures and shortcomings, making us obsess over our past mistakes and missed opportunities. It's like we start thinking that those things define who we are and what we are capable of. So talk about self-sabotaging cycle, right? So it's just reinforcing that feeling of being lost, and it gets harder and harder to snap out of it. So of course, how do we break free from this negative cycle of thoughts, feelings, and actions? Self-compassion is the key. As Marissa Peer, a respected trainer in rapid transformational therapy, suggests, our thoughts directly influence our feelings, actions, and behaviors. So by incorporating self-compassion into our mindset, we can change our thoughts and cultivate a kinder, more understanding attitude towards ourselves. Now, this involves recognizing and accepting our emotions without self-judgment or criticism, especially during challenging times. So we start off by reframing our self-talk by replacing self-criticism with self-encouragement and self-acceptance. Instead of criticizing yourself for not having all the answers, show kindness and understanding towards yourself. Most of us were not taught how to navigate life's challenges, so we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves. Changing self-criticism to self-encouragement and acceptance can look like this. So instead of saying I'm not good enough, say I am capable and have unique strengths. Instead of saying I will never achieve my goals, say I am making progress and moving closer to my goals every day. Instead of saying I'm a failure, say I have the ability to overcome challenges and achieve success. So instead of saying I'm not smart enough, say I have the intelligence and capacity to learn and improve. So for self-acceptance, instead of saying I'm not good enough, say I'm worthy and deserving of love and success. So as previously mentioned, it's important to acknowledge that feeling lost is a natural experience that anyone can go through at any time with varying duration or intensity. It is a normal part of the learning and growth process. So rather than ignoring or suppressing these feelings that you have, such as self-doubt and uncertainties, it's beneficial to accept them without judgment. These vulnerabilities are temporary states that can be overcome with time and effort. So in fact, remind yourself that it's alright to feel lost, as that may be where the fun begins. When you acknowledge negative emotions without judgment, what you're doing is you create space for self-reflection and honest introspection. Now, practicing self-compassion doesn't mean viewing yourself as perfect. Instead, it encourages you to examine the events and factors that have contributed to your current state. So by allocating time for this introspection, you can actually gain valuable insights into the root causes of your feelings of being lost. And adopting this self-compassionate approach can help you reshape your thoughts and foster a more positive and nurturing relationship with yourself. Now, this shift allows you to take the next crucial step in finding your way and seeing the light, which is to prioritize personal growth and invest in yourself. Prioritizing personal growth and investing in oneself begins with understanding what personal growth truly means. While the concept may vary among individuals, it generally refers to the continuous process of self-improvement and inner work. This involves acquiring new knowledge, enhancing skills, and deepening self-awareness. By prioritizing personal growth, we embark on a journey of inner transformation, allowing us to become more attuned to our true selves and our place in the world. As you begin to practice self-compassion and understand the importance of personal growth, you might start exploring various ways to find direction and purpose. Sometimes people seek external validation or approval from others to feel a sense of belonging or identity, while others might turn to temporary distractions or escapes like excessive entertainment or substance use. But here's the thing, these approaches might provide some short-term relief, but they often don't address the underlying issues or lead to long-term growth and fulfillment. So you might have heard stories of people who have achieved significant success yet still feel empty inside. For example, let's consider the case of Michael Phelps. He was the most decorated Olympian of all time after winning a record-breaking 23 gold medals and achieving unparalleled success in the pool. Phelps opened up about his struggles with mental health and feeling lost outside of swimming. So despite his incredible achievements, he admitted to feeling a sense of emptiness and lack of purpose in his life. Now, this served as a powerful reminder that external success does not necessarily equate to inner fulfillment. It's crucial to find deeper meaning beyond achievements, fostering a sense of purpose that extends beyond the confines of one's career or acolytes. Eckhart Tolle, a renowned spiritual teacher, offers a profound insight that can guide us on this journey. He says, "Get the inside right, and the outside will fall into place." He emphasizes the importance of a fulfilling life. In my view, this idea aligns perfectly with the concept of personal growth, which is a continuous journey of self-improvement and inner work. So by engaging in personal growth activities, such as acquiring new knowledge, honing skills, deepening self-awareness, and healing, we are essentially getting the inside right. The inner transformation can lead to positive changes in our external world, allowing us to navigate life with more clarity and purpose. So at the heart of my personal growth journey lies a clear objective: to become a more authentic, better, and greater version of myself. Now, this objective serves as a guiding stone, providing a framework for the steps I take towards self-improvement and inner work by anchoring my efforts around authenticity, growth, and greatness. I am able to develop a roadmap for my journey, ensuring that each step I take aligns with my ultimate goal, which is a continuous process of becoming the best version of myself. In our modern, interconnected world, maintaining authenticity can be really challenging. We are constantly bombarded with messages and expectations that encourages conformity, making it difficult to live in alignment with our true beliefs and values. Now, these subtle distractions can hinder our progress towards becoming more authentic versions of ourselves. To overcome these challenges, we must cultivate self-awareness and self-acceptance. Recognizing our strengths and weaknesses, as well as accepting our imperfections, allows us to stay true to ourselves. Additionally, being open and vulnerable with others, allowing ourselves to be seen and understood, is crucial in our journey towards authenticity. While a comprehensive exploration of self-awareness is beyond the scope of this episode, and perhaps it warrants its own dedicated discussion, there is a particular aspect of self-awareness that has proven instrumental in guiding me out of feeling lost. So in the context of unraveling ourselves from this state of feeling lost, I would like to share a practice that has been a keystone in helping me gain self-awareness and navigate my way back to a sense of direction and purpose. Now, in my experience, when we feel lost, it's often because we have become disconnected from one or more of our core, spelled as CORE, which is an acronym that stands for Community, Opportunity, Reality, and Empathy. I have found that by identifying specific aspects we are disconnected from, we can take actionable steps to regain our sense of direction and clarity. The more aspects that we are disconnected from, then the more profound the feeling of being lost can become. Let's discuss each aspect of our core in detail to better understand how to address this disconnection and find our way back to the sense of our purpose. The first aspect of our core is C for community. Now, you know how sometimes you feel a sense of belonging when you're around people who share your interests, values, or goals? Now, that's the power of community. Being part of a community, whether it's your local neighborhood, a social group, a professional network, or even an online community, it gives that comforting feeling of connection and support. So communities allow us to build meaningful relationships, collaborate with like-minded individuals, and contribute to something bigger than ourselves. When we feel disconnected from our communities, it can have a significant impact on our overall sense of direction. That's why nurturing these connections can be crucial in keeping us grounded and preventing that sense of being lost. Disconnection from our communities can manifest in various forms, like when we experience the loss of a loved one, face rejection by a social group, or even as a personal choice, choosing to isolate ourselves from social interactions. One particularly interesting aspect I want to highlight is how today's technology and interconnected world can contribute to this sense of disconnection as well. Ironically, right? Despite the abundance of online communication and social media, they sometimes create a false sense of connection that doesn't fully satisfy our need for genuine human interaction. So when our primary interactions occur through screens, we might feel increasingly distant from our communities, even if we are constantly so-called connected. So even as we embrace the digital age, it's crucial to strike a balance between our online and offline relationships to foster a true sense of belonging and preventing feeling lost. So to address the disconnection from community, you can start with actively seeking out opportunities for community engagement. Now, this can involve joining local groups, clubs, or organizations that align with our interests and values. By participating in community activities, we can meet new people, build meaningful connections, and contribute to a larger collective purpose. Additionally, nurturing existing relationships and fostering a sense of belonging with our current communities is also vital. This can be achieved by investing time and effort into building deeper connections with family, friends, colleagues, or neighbors. Actively participating in community events, volunteering, or supporting local initiatives can also foster a sense of connection and purpose. Finding like-minded individuals or joining support groups can greatly help in navigating through periods of feeling lost. There are many event organizing apps as well available out there that can help you discover events or activities that align with your preferences, allowing you to connect with people who share similar interests. And I would say if you can't find an event that you like, then just use these platforms as well to create one, right? So ultimately, by actively participating in the community, we can overcome feelings of disconnection and find a sense of belonging and purpose. Through community involvement, we can receive support, share experiences, and contribute to something greater than ourselves. So it's also through these connections that we can find inspiration, motivation at times, and a renewed sense of direction in our lives. Alright, let's move on to the second aspect of CORE, which all represents opportunities. Now, opportunities are all around us and come in many forms, such as professional growth, personal development, or pursuing our passions. However, sometimes we might feel disconnected from these opportunities due to limited access to resources, feelings of stagnation in our personal or professional lives, or simply not recognizing the chances available to us. By embracing opportunities and challenges, we allow ourselves to grow and reach our full potential. Identifying and pursuing new prospects, setting goals, and keeping an open mind are essential elements in maintaining a sense of connection with opportunities. So in doing so, we can feel more fulfilled, motivated, and driven to keep moving forward on our journey. The best way that I find to overcome this disconnection would be to take a proactive approach where instead of waiting for something to happen, we should actively create opportunities for ourselves. Network with others, enroll in educational programs or courses, volunteer, and explore new fields of industries. Now, by taking these steps, you will expand your horizons, discover new passions, and regain a sense of direction and purpose in life. So reflecting on my own experience, unknowingly, I reconnected with opportunities by trying out various jobs to see how they felt. Now, through these experiences, I realized that routine office jobs or being stationary in one place weren't for me. I personally enjoyed the challenges and the dynamics of working with people who brought similar yet unique backgrounds and circumstances. I found joy in providing value by helping others find solutions to their problems. That said, as you navigate the various opportunities in your life, do remember that reflection plays a vital role in understanding your experiences and making informed decisions. Taking the time to analyze your choices and actions can lead to personal growth and a greater sense of self-awareness. Now, with that in mind, let's explore the next aspect of our call, which is that of reality. Disconnection from reality is a common reason for feeling lost in today's society. Various factors contribute to this experience, such as the prevalence of perfectionistic ideas portrayed in traditional media and on social media platforms. Our constant exposure to filtered and curated content can lead us to believe that others are living flawless lives, making us feel like we don't measure up. Now, this comparison with idealized versions of reality can contribute to the feelings of inadequacy and a sense of being lost. So furthermore, the ease of obtaining instant gratification in our technological advanced world can exacerbate this disconnection from reality. With everything at our fingertips, we might prioritize short-term pleasures over long-term fulfillment, losing sight of our true values and aspirations, which contributes to feelings of being lost. The need for immediate results also contribute to this disconnection. In a world where instant gratification is the norm, we may struggle to appreciate the value of patience, perseverance, and delayed gratification. Feeling discouraged and questioning our abilities when we don't see immediate progress can lead to feeling lost. So it's important to acknowledge that feeling lost due to a disconnection from reality is a common experience in this fast-paced, interconnected world. Now, understanding the impact of external factors on our sense of self is actually the first step in navigating these challenges. To counter the effect of unrealistic expectations and instant gratification, I would say that start by investing in yourself and practicing mindfulness. Now, this means focusing on your personal growth and development, settling realistic goals and working towards them with patience and perseverance. Developing a mindfulness practice can also help in fostering self-awareness, gratitude, and acceptance. Now, mindfulness can be cultivated through activities such as meditation, journaling, and practicing gratitude. Now, these practices enable us to stay grounded and present in the moment, reducing the influence of external pressures and distractions. Now, during my own journey, I attended a silent retreat which greatly enhanced my understanding of the ancient art of meditation. Through the retreat, I've learned to understand my own mind and observe my thoughts, feelings, and actions. Now, this newfound awareness has improved my ability to manage my emotions, relationships, and thoughts, leading to positive changes in all areas of my life. So as we learn to appreciate our unique journeys and acknowledge that progress takes time, we can shift our focus from comparing ourselves to others or seeking instant gratification. So instead, we can cultivate a deeper connection with ourselves, embracing our values and aspiration while fostering resilience and personal growth. So by making a conscious effort to invest in ourselves and develop mindfulness through practices like meditation, journaling, and gratitude, we can navigate the challenges of disconnection from reality and ultimately reconnect with our true selves. To further foster mindfulness and reconnection with reality, you can consider incorporating a daily blackout period into your routine. Now, this involves setting aside 2 to 3 hours each day to disconnect from technology and engage in activities that promote self-reflection and connection with your surroundings. Now, some ideas that I have for activities during this period, which I personally also practice, would be meditation, where practicing mindfulness meditation can really help to quiet the mind and increase self-awareness. If you are a nature lover like myself, you can reconnect with nature, go out there to take a walk in the park or spending time outdoors, which can provide calming effect and remind us of the beauty of the world around us. If you are a more social person and you love interacting with people, you can consider catching up with your friends over coffee and engaging in meaningful conversations with friends without the distractions of devices. This would definitely help to strengthen relationships and foster a sense of community, which we have previously talked about. And lastly, maybe a simple one, which is to go on a short walk without devices. Just step away from technology and just take a break from it. It will help to provide more clarity as well as perspectives. For those that has really busy schedule, you can still schedule in a blackout period during your lunch hours or early mornings or a few hours before bedtime. So use your lunch break, for instance, to consciously enjoy your meal and converse with your friend without relying on devices. While technology isn't inherently negative, it's however crucial, for us to ensure that it doesn't dominate us or become a tool for manipulation. So practicing blackout periods help us stay in touch with reality and maintain a balance between our digital and physical worlds. So implementing blackout periods has two significant benefits, I would say. First, it heightens your awareness of your dependence on technology and its potential influence over your thoughts. Second, it provides a basis for learning how to reduce this influence and become more mindful of your technology interactions. So by incorporating these mindful practices into your daily routine, I'm sure you will be better prepared to handle the challenges of disconnection and foster a deeper connection with your true self. All right, and lastly, we come to look at E, which represents empathy. So feeling lost and disconnected can often stem from a disconnection with empathy as well, which is our ability to understand and share the feelings of others. Now, empathy plays a crucial role in forming deeper connections, creating meaningful relationships, and fostering a sense of belonging. Without empathy, we may struggle with connecting emotionally with others, which leads to loneliness. We may struggle with understanding different perspectives, which results in shallow relationships. We may also struggle with building a strong support system, leaving us with essentially no support in downtimes. And we may struggle with showing self-compassion, which we have previously talked about. That would cause us to have issues while addressing our own emotions and needs. Here are some ways that we can cultivate empathy in our lives. So practice active listening. Listen attentively to others and try to understand their perspectives without judgment. Validate their emotions and experiences. Now put yourself in others' shoes. Imagine how others can be feeling or what they may be going through to develop empathy and strengthen your connection with them. Another one would be to learn about different perspectives. So broaden your understanding by learning about various cultures, backgrounds, or experiences. Pick up a self-help book from library or even listen to podcasts. Just something that you can work on. So engage in acts of kindness as well. Do show compassion towards others through small actions of kindness, which foster empathy and create a sense of connection and belonging. By actively cultivating empathy, I'm very sure that we can develop deeper connections with others and overcome feelings of being lost. Now, empathy not only helps us understand and support others, but also it encourages self-compassion and self-care. So through empathy, we can create a sense of belonging and purpose, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life journey. So far, we have explored various facets of our core identity. Losing connection with any of these aspects can make us feel disoriented. However, understanding them can help us reconnect with ourselves and our environment, freeing us from feeling lost and enabling us to be authentic or genuine versions of ourselves. Now, let's delve deeper into the personal growth journey and explore how we can strive to be better versions of ourselves. This is a crucial part of my personal growth journey, and I believe it's an essential step for anyone committed to self-improvement and personal development. So let's talk about what it means to be a better version of ourselves. It's about striving for daily improvement and recognizing the positive transformation within us. But we often fall back into our old habits, isn't it? Why is that so? Because our brains, quite simply, love what's familiar. Now, to create meaningful changes, we need to stay aware, adopt a growth mindset, and most importantly, take action. After all, without action, nothing really changes, isn't it? So now on the topic of awareness, we should delve into the concept of reflection and feedback. These are extremely crucial for facilitating effective and timely changes. When we objectively assess our actions and experiences, we gain clarity about what's currently influencing our state of mind. This kind of self-assessment is key to spotting patterns, limiting beliefs, or areas where we might need to make changes or seek support. It gives us the power to make informed decisions, set meaningful goals, and take action that align with our values and aspirations. But it's important to clarify that this isn't about blaming ourselves or dwelling on past mistakes. It's about gaining insights and taking proactive steps towards regaining motivation. So view this self-reflection as an opportunity for personal growth, a stepping stone towards positive change. Embracing the learning opportunities that come from assessing our role in the past events and use them as stepping stones towards a more fulfilling life. So how do we put this into practice? Regular reflections, openness to feedback, and continually taking responsibility for our actions can be really beneficial. You might find keeping a journal helpful for tracking your reflections, and seeking a mentor can also provide valuable guidance. Engaging in open conversations with ourselves or trusted individuals can help us gain valuable insights and discover a path that aligns with our values, beliefs, and aspirations. And next, as previously mentioned, to change our actions, we first change our thoughts. So the mindset we adopt is indeed pivotal. Here are the mindsets that I've adopted through learning from others and through practice to become a better version of myself. The first would be to recognize that life is an infinite game and never stop exploring. This means being alive is all about living it the way you want and to the best of your ability. The next would be to understand that growth emerges from discomfort. So try practicing inverted thoughts action. This simply means doing the complete opposite of what your mind is telling you to do, especially when it feels like a chore or a challenge. Just do it, right? Like Nike's slogan. All right, the third would be to embrace making mistakes. Now, embracing our mistakes is a game changer. Instead of seeing them as failures, we can see them as learning opportunities. They show us what's not working, helping us tweak and improve our approach. Plus, making mistakes and bouncing back from them, it actually builds our resilience. It's like training for life's tough moments. And let's not forget, owning up to our mistakes. It also makes us more authentic as well as stay grounded and humble. So I leave you with a quote from Nelson Mandela for this. It would be, you either win or you learn. And the fourth mindset that I embrace would be that of gratitude and abundance. An attitude of gratitude involves appreciating what you have rather than focusing on what you don't have or what you wish you had. It fosters positivity and contentment. Meanwhile, adopting an abundance mindset means believing that there is enough for everyone. This mindset shifts your focus from competition and scarcity to possibilities and opportunities. It can lead to improved self-esteem, increased resilience, and a higher propensity to take positive actions towards your goals. Now, for all that I've said, it's important to clarify that I'm not asking you to adopt a positive mindset, but rather to cultivate a less negative one. When we are feeling lost and overwhelmed by various challenges, I believe it will be hard to make a complete switch to positivity, as it can be really daunting. So instead of striving for a 180-degree turn towards positivity, now I simply ask you to aim to think less negatively. And next would be taking action and embracing Kaizen. Now words without actions are simply that of words, and they don't bring about any change. Let's shift our focus to action. As the saying goes, success is all about doing what makes you successful. Now this quote aligns beautifully with the concept of Kaizen, which encourages the celebration of small wins. Often we set enormous goals right at the start, which can feel really daunting and potentially demotivating. So instead, wouldn't it be more beneficial to concentrate on those small victories that boost our confidence? Allocate some time every month to pause and reflect on your progress. You might find yourself pleasantly surprised by the positive impacts you have made on your own life and the lives of others. And last but not least, to make you be a better version of yourself, I would highly recommend shedding our own ego. Don't let your ego rule you. Ego and self-esteem are different. When you have high self-esteem, it's all about feeling confident and valuing yourself. On the other hand, a big ego usually means you think you are above others. Now, this kind of thinking can hold us back in many ways. We might miss out on opportunities to learn and grow because we think we have got everything figured out. And that can be a real hurdle on our path to become better versions of ourselves. So, how can we tackle this? It's all about humility and openness. We have to remember that we can learn something from everyone, and we are a work in progress always. Let's stay humble, keep learning, and continuously strive to be the best we can be. Moving on to the last keystone of personal growth for me, this idea strikes at the heart of it all, which is to become a greater version of ourselves. We need to serve others. I firmly believe that infusing our lives with purpose can significantly help navigate feelings of being lost. So how we can achieve this is by going beyond our own limits to make a positive difference in others' lives. Serving others isn't just a kind deed. It is an essential element of personal growth and fulfillment. It not only fosters our development, but also instills a sense of purpose that fuels our continuous journey. So you can look at it as making a difference that benefits both us and those around us. It's a two-way street. When we provide value and others appreciate our effort, it's a clear sign that we are making an impact. Does it make sense? So I have personally experienced this deep sense of fulfillment in my work as an education coach, helping young learners become independent and successful in their learning and occasionally acting as their life mentor to guide them through the highs and the lows of life has been incredibly rewarding for me. It's like planting seeds for the future, knowing that each one has the potential to make a positive ripple effect in the world. This sense of purpose has kept me going, even during tough times. Now, there's a quote from the movie Bucket List that I absolutely love. Measure yourself by the people who measure themselves by you. It's a powerful reminder that our impact on others is a true measure of our worth. Now, this doesn't mean you have to set massive goals or be a hero to the masses. You can start small. Be there for your loved ones. Connect with them through meaningful conversations or simply lending a listening ear. Now, trust me, it's magical. And you know what? As you start serving others, you might just discover your own superpower. For instance, I have a great friend who can bring peace and calmness to any situation just by being there. Now that's her superpower. I believe everyone has their own superpower, and I look forward to talking about this in another podcast episode. Alright, so as we wrap up today's conversation, I wanted to leave you with a few key takeaways to remember. Firstly, embracing self-compassion is essential. Remember, feeling lost is part of life's journey and it's not a permanent state. It's okay to be kind to yourself and acknowledge that we all feel lost at times. Secondly, make personal growth a priority. Whether it's exploring new interests, learning new skills, or practicing mindfulness, investing in your personal development can help you navigate through the times when you feel lost. Also consider the journey to become a more authentic, better, and greater versions of yourself. Now, this doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but rather you are striving to align your life with your values, beliefs, and vision of your best self. In the process of doing so, you will likely experience moments of feeling disconnected. Now, this is normal and a part of the journey. Remember, it's about engaging with these feelings, understanding them, and then working to address them. This process can help restore your motivation and foster personal growth. Developing self-awareness is another crucial thing. This could be through practices like meditation or journaling. As you become more self-aware, you will find better alignment in your life, which can guide you towards your ultimate goal of becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, all that have been said, all these are a continuous and ongoing process. Life is always changing and feeling lost is part of that journey. It's inevitable. We will fall into a state of feeling lost every now and then. But the key is not to avoid these feelings, but rather embrace and learn them. Lastly, I want to remind you that even though I and many others have journeyed through moments of feeling lost, we have also found our ways to navigate through it. I've seen positive changes in my life and am continuously striving to be the best version of myself. I still feel lost from time to time, especially while working on this podcast as well and growing my career as an education coach. However, what's different now is that I can recognize the feeling of being lost. Sit with it, reflect on it, and learn to find the next best step to take. Remember, you don't need to have everything figured out. Sometimes, you just need to take the next best step for you. And usually, that turns out to be the right one. And so, thank you once again for joining me today. And I look forward to greater conversations with you in our next episode. This is Berwin, and I'll see you soon. Ciao. I hope today's episode inspires and helps you on your journey to become a more authentic, better, and greater version of yourself. If you enjoyed this, please share it with a friend on social media or through text. Be sure to check out more episodes on our social media at I Am Berwin Leong and our homepage at berwinleong.com. Additionally, I would love to hear your feedback. You can leave a message in the comment section or send us a private message on social media. I'm certain your feedback will help me improve this show. Meanwhile, in the past we thank, the present we focus, and the future we look forward to. Let's continue living our lives to the fullest in our ways.